Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. Like the last segment, I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about. First, I want to remind you about my website. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the main website where you can find my newsletter, which is where the survey that I mentioned that I've been talking about, the poll, the online poll that we take every week. You can get that there. That's in the newsletter. I hope you subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. It comes every Sunday. We haven't missed a Sunday pub date since 1999. And a lot of people tell me they set their Sunday afternoon clock by it because it's pretty close to 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon when it arrives by email. So I hope you'll do that. And, of course, the website books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and then the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. You can check that out there as well. And of course, they're both on Amazon. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. I'm proud of both of them. I think they'll help you. I think you'll get a kick out of the new book, too. It's a little bit different, and it'll help you get a little bit of a view into the future. In fact, not just the future. What that book's about, a lot of what's going on right now with Facebook and all the social media platforms, a lot of all that is in that book. So check it out, thethirdingredient.com. You know, folks, if you're in the previous segment, I was talking about retirement, and a lot of small business owners like to work. I'm going to say that the small business owners that I know actually would be happy working the rest of their lives because it's not that they don't want to go do some other things, but the thing that I think that most of the people that I know, small business owners who are especially baby boomers, I'm going to say that group, it's not that we don't want to work anymore. It's not that we want to retire so we don't work anymore. I think the thing that we're looking for is to not struggle. Does that ring a bell with you? I think that it's not that we don't want to work. It's that we'd like to get to the point where we don't have to struggle. Because you struggled when you started your business. And then after 2008, we haven't had a struggle, an economic struggle in the United States like we went through for 8 to 10 years, what I call the lost decade. We haven't had to do that to struggle like that since World War II. And that's a long time. That's 70 years. That was a rough time where we had average less than 2% growth, and employment was very high. Unemployment, I should say, was very high. Worker participation was record levels of unparticipation, I should say. And so that was a very demoralizing time, a very struggling time. So now that the economy's picking up a little bit, you know, I can see more and more small business owners are not having to struggle as much. And it's fun. It's starting to be fun again to be a business owner. If we can continue to keep the government out of our face from a regulatory standpoint, we can keep taxes kind of low. If this trade strategy that President Trump is working on, if he makes that work, folks, we've never seen that. I want you to think about this. I mean, I'm giving him some latitude on this. I hope he makes this work, because if he can make the trade playing field more level and make it fairer, where our own friends are not abusing us, where we're not rolling over and letting our own allies take advantage of us. Never mind China. But our own friends are taking advantage of us. The Europeans, for example, even the Canadians. If we can find a way to where that playing field becomes more level, we've never, in your lifetime as a business owner, you've never seen what's on the other side of that. The business opportunity, the economic dynamism that can come in this country. You've never seen that before. And that could literally, I mean, I'm going to ask our next guest, Andy Goss, about this when he joins us after the next break. We do our FedWatch show. But I've been thinking about this. We've never seen the potential for growth and for profitability and for dynamism, for expansion dynamism like we could have here in the United States. If we actually quit, if we were actually able to level that playing field and doing trade, straight up trade, like without the tariffs, like they're talking about between us and Europe, if we could get China to quit abusing us and make their currency, behave themselves with their currencies, with their currency, I mean, we've never seen what could be on the other side of that. And back to the small business owners, if you get to that point, folks, it's going to be fun to be in business. You're not going to want to miss that because you're not going to be struggling. You're going to be doing business like you've never done business before. And since we're all in better financial condition than we were before, it's going to be fun. It's going to be very profitable. I can't wait to see what that looks like myself. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.